July y empezó el verano. ¡Fuego!
Hello and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
Seguramente estarías bailando hasta conmigo.
One bright June evening.
Thanks. I'm recording our meal for a WGXC thing that I did.
Dining companions and I carpooled.
It's really whimsical here.
To Jaeger House.
It's giving like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, it's good.
At 5084-9G in Tivoli.
Germany.
To try a selection of authentic German dishes.
Oh, I love strudels.
No como amigos, sino como otra cosa.
Is curry ketchup made?
I don't know. It's like ketchup like, with like curry.
Usted cerca me pone peligrosa.
Yeah, we might be ready to order.
We stepped into a long dining room lit with string lights and decorated with odd paintings of Germanic children.
Look at this painting.
A three top of subdued adults sipped water at a table across the dining room from ours.
Por un besito hago cualquier cosa.
The light looks really pretty.
While teenage wait staff stocked the doorways in modern work aprons.
La novia suya me pone celosa.
Like, even though it's like a chicken balinese.
The first thing on the menu is the dessert.
Our server was accommodating.
What's the most popular worst?
Answered questions about various worsts.
So a bratwurst is a farmer's sausage. It has mostly pork with a little bit of veal in it. Mustard seeds, a little coarser of a grind. It's my favorite that we have. And then the bratwurst is both veal and pork. It's probably the most popular.
No te voy a tratar como yo. No te voy a besar como yo. No está tan rica así como yo.
I think actually I'll get neither.
Wait, what's the knackwurst?
The knackwurst? Oh, yeah, sorry. It is it's the most similar, like, in taste, flavor, taste, texture, color, everything to a hot dog.
Gotcha.
And brought us complimentary bread.
It looks like thinly like sliced bread.
Soury.
It's sour. German.
The butter is actually really good.
It's not very much butter, huh?
Which was dense and sour.
It's very... Is it the butter that's salty or the
they
bread?
They sprinkled a
they
lot,
put a
of,
lot
salt
of sea salt.
With a small plate of salty butter.
Very salty.
My dining companions ordered a German beer flight.
So, what's the beer?
Four short glasses sweating with condensation.
It's like some... sort of like Hefeweizen.
This one's like cloudier than the other.
One was
that style. The menu ranged from appetizers and small plates like beer battered pickles.
Okay.
Made everything so salty. Like I can't even.
A currywurst.
I'm gonna have to go to CNH after this for a kidney. What a dialysis.
Sauerkraut and potato salad.
Kind of just like cold beer. After what it tastes
we
like.
We ask them to go easy on the salad.
To larger entrees like various schnitzels.
Are you like watching your sediments?
Always, you should be.
Sausage platters and a whole rainbow trout.
It's a little black and bold.
Yeah, it's a little blackened.
We put in an order for a potato pancake appetizer.
It's almost too crispy, but I also kind of like it.
Too, which arrived in two slim wedges.
It's like Vassal.
Vassal.
With thin strands of pressed potato.
I love sour cream.
Fried and somehow blackened.
Yeah, it's maybe a little over.
My grandma died.
I like the apple sauce.
When I was young, but I
its
never
its outer layer was crispily well done. And challengingly salty.
These are a little salty.
Everything else.
Sprinkled with chives and served with applesauce.
Sour cream
so
and applesauce.
Two of my three dining companions ordered hamburgers, while the third ordered a smoked trout plate. I think we can. Are we done with the bread bowl thing? Thank you. I ordered a chicken schnitzel.
Yeah, I'll get the chicken schnitzel and then maybe some.
A side of red cabbage.
Sweet red cabbage. And
a side of spatzel.
Spatzel. And
what's
maybe.
What's that?
You'll see.
A traditional craggly German noodle.
What is spatzel?
It's like the German version of pasta. It's like boiled.
The burgers arrive.
My bun's burnt.
Just go for it.
My bun is burnt.
Large pretzel bun orbs with thick beef patties.
Oh, it is. That's what I'm tasting.
It's a pretzel bun.
Pretzel bun.
And caramelized onion in the center.
There's no flavor. At all. Yeah. Even with the onions on it? Yeah. Do you taste it?
Please. You should try it because it's
good. Please have
it's
a bite not, of this burger. You should see and there is ketchup and mustard and caramelized onions on it, just so you know. That's it. That's all it can
They were served with a handful of chunky brown French fries.
Okay, so how are your fries?
They're kind of like big. Like, can I have one maybe?
You have fries underneath here.
I do? Oh, sorry.
No, have a
here, you can have
one
of mine.
A pickle.
I like this pickle.
How does the pickle?
The
it's so tender.
Like sour.
Different cabbage. Okay.
Yeah, what is that cabbage?
The same.
It has raisins in it. Does that one have raisins?
No.
And a cabbage slaw, slightly sweetened with dried fruit.
This one is like a warm one. Yours is like a slaw.
The trout plate was organized aesthetically.
It's smoked trout.
With three small smoked trout fillets.
Then there's this like cucumber. I don't know what you call that, like coriander, yogurty dill thing.
Served skin side up.
And then you have beets and some pickles.
Like two little pickles and two little beets.
And topped with herbs and a citrus vinaigrette.
Trout is warm.
The fish was piled beside a yogurty cucumber salad.
And I have a little rye bread.
And a small assortment of pickled beets, shallots, and cornichons.
You want to try it?
No, I'm good.
At the opposite end of the ovular plate.
It's like pasta.
You think this
I actually think now this needs
pasta?
Some sort of salt or something.
The spatzel, irregularly shaped, short, pasta-like pieces.
The texture is like cheese curds.
It's like a dumpling.
Coated in butter, herbs, and seasoned with black pepper.
I love the texture.
I love the texture.
It's like mac and cheese, but
yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cheese.
Exactly. Was comforting and easy to eat.
Yeah, buttery. Yeah.
It's like eggs.
Yum.
Like
it's
eggs.
Really good. Yeah.
Eggs.
My chicken schnitzel.
Well, you ate your entire schnitzel.
An enormous flat disc of lightly breaded and fried chicken.
You just eat the schnitzel like.
Was served on top of French fries.
You eat it with the salad.
Yeah, I'm eating it like.
And lemon.
And a green salad.
Some lemon.
With pickled shallots and cherry tomatoes.
I think I ordered well.
And sprinkled with chopped parsley. It was lightly seasoned.
So we're not getting dessert.
And aided by lemon juice.
We can, but I'm gonna get sushi too, because I'm hungry.
And bites of the salad.
Yeah, it's missing like seasoning.
Yeah.
Honestly, so is mine.
Which had begun to warm underneath the cutlet's heat. The speed at which I ate it was accelerated.
Rich was making me so nervous. I felt like I had just.
By my dining companion's dissatisfaction.
I felt like I needed to like. Make sure my mouth was full, so.
Oh my god.
With his hamburger.
I hate this.
So everything is made in-house. We have blueberry and cardamom flavored ice cream.
For dessert, we ordered their apple strudel.
Apple strudel.
I think we'll get the apple strudel.
It was plated over an artful squiggle of caramel syrup.
Cinnamon, nutmeg.
With two pieces of sliced raw apple.
It's soft, appley.
And a small scoop of buttery whipped cream.
Powdered sugar.
It had a crispy outer layer.
It does have raisins in it.
Dusted with powdered sugar.
It's like a paste, like almost like a danish.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But its cinnamon appley center.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Was homogeneous.
Yeah, did you guys want anything from Osaka?
And slightly colder than room temperature. I licked my spoon while my dining companion made a last minute phone call.
Should we get Osaka pickup? Can I get two of the summer roll, the special roll? And that's it. All good. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXE. Como mi marido, yo me caso contigo.
know, she would only make them when we'd come, and she'd put them in the toaster, and they'd be, like, black, like, so crispy and toasted, and, like, hot jelly, and then, like, you put the frosting on it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I remember, but why would they be black? Because she'd burn them?
A little bit, but that's what we liked them.